Welcome back, everybody. It is Sunday afternoon, and you know what that means. It is number 339 of the Nerdcore Live Show, and it is your host, Roland Hunter Mendoza, the Nerd Chicano, here with Brad, Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, what should have happened yesterday and Saturday night is now on Sunday afternoon, and it's all good, but we're here to talk about Shogun episode 1 and 2. But before we can get into any of that, Brad, what's up, man? How are you doing today?
Doing well. Got drunk last night, so all good.
All right. Oh man, we were supposed to do something yesterday, but Brad had to go with his in-laws.
Yep.
And then we ended up pushing it to today, and today's going to be a long day now.
Today's going to be a long day for you.
For me. And
I've already watched Tuesday's movie, so yeah. All good there. The Lower Depths, for anyone wondering.
Yeah. Anything else you been watching, Brad?
Not really. I had a catch up on Shogun. I did that, I think, Friday?
Friday? Yeah.
Or yesterday? It was either Friday or yesterday. Oh, I did watch the latest episode of Tokyo Vice.
Mm-hmm.
So I did watch that. I'm trying to think. Think about it.
Yeah. All right, man. I've been hold on, let me see what happened. So let's see. Friday I went to work, and then what did I do? My God. Hold on. On Friday was the first, right?
I thought it was the 29th.
Friday was leap day, right? No, Friday was the first. Friday was the first.
Okay.
Thursday was leap day.
Leap day's got us screwed up.
Yep. Friday, it's because, you know what's weird, right? It's because today an episode goes up. Yesterday an episode goes up, but because it was a mini pod week, yeah. I was like, oh, wait, we're on Sunday now. Yeah. Today's the third. Today's the third because yesterday was the second. I went to work, came back, and watched the movie. I'm doing the Letterboxd March Around the World 2024 challenge, which is basically for 30 days in the month of March, you watch 30 movies from 30 different countries.
Are you counting the Kurosawa?
Nope.
Too easy.
Because one per country, Brad. Or else
I have like. Did you already watch Japanese, or do you already have one picked out?
I have a Ugetsu selected for Japan. I wanted to watch a Mitsuguchi, so I wanted to try that out. I've seen a lot of Kurosawa. I'm trying to put in some new people that I haven't watched. So
yeah, that's what I've been trying with some of these months. Where you're like, Brad, choose something. I'm just like,
something new. Something I don't know. Yeah. So I watched them, but the rules are, what's it called? It's 30 movies from 30 different countries in the month of March. You have to have a review for every what's it called, a movie. Usually it has to be a substantial review. The girl said the lady said 150 plus words, but as long as it has like some substance to it, it's fine. So cool. So I've been doing my reviews for them. And of course one movie needs to be from Mexico. So the first one I watched was a 1944 film from Mexico, Maria Candelaria, which was really, really good. Really good movie. And then yesterday, I watched Long Day's Journey Into Night from China. And then today in the morning, I finished Millennium Mambo from Taiwan, from Hao Zuxian, who was one of the directors who, came up with Edward Yang.
Okay.
Yeah. Brad, Taiwan's got it, bro. Taiwan's got the juice, bro.
Similar styles or
very like not identical, but like very interesting like styles that are like Taiwan's got it, bro. Whatever they were teaching them in that time, Taiwan's got it, bro.
Good deal.
Because that was really good. Yeah, that was really good. Like I'm definitely gonna be choosing something else from him come September.
Being a big Edward Yang fan, yeah, I can see.
Yeah,
I get on board with that.
Yeah, and of course he just retired last year because he's starting to get symptoms of Alzheimer's. So he decided to retire. So yeah, I was like, okay, this is the time. I was like, I'm gonna finally check out this man's movies. So I watched it and I was like, dude, this is fucking good. Like, I really like this shit. And yeah, very interesting. Like, I've only ever seen Edward Yang's movies. So I'm really was really interested to see how it would play out. And yeah.
Yeah, so, we haven't checked out too many directors from Taiwan.
No, not a lot. But you know, it's mostly that school of the new wave of Taiwan that are like the most famous ones. Like I know the other one is Simon Lang, and he's pretty up there. He's still working right now. But yeah, Ho Zhu Xian is the other big one, and I wanted to check it out. His movies and fucking awesome, great movie. But that's all I got. I watched Abbott Elementary. I watched these episodes of Shogun. I watched all of Avatar: The Last Airbender. If you guys want to go and check out that review, we did it on Friday. Go and check it out. And that's what I'm gonna say. Go and check it out. But that was a pretty good review. Keon was on with me, and yeah, Brad, did you get a haircut?
I did. Did on Friday.
Yeah, I fucking noticed that. I was like, man, did you get a haircut?
Yeah, my I was told on Friday you have to go into work. And I was like, well, I'll be in after I get my haircut.
Like, look it. Yeah, man. They finally told you you gotta go to work, bro. Like, yeah, and you're like, okay, but I gotta get a haircut.
I gotta get a haircut, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not about to do this shit without a haircut.
No, I mean I've been holding off on a haircut for a while now. So
yeah.
When you start looking like AJ Styles, you gotta go into the barber.
Yep.
Although the barber keeps raising the damn prices every time I go in for my yearly haircut.
Brad's like, I definitely don't want none, bro. He
goes, I'm like, I get the same haircut every time. Can I get those before COVID prices?
Yeah. Bam, bro. It's been rough, huh, Brad?
I've been seeing this barber for years, and the haircut used to be like $12. It was like $12. It was literally $12. And now it is $20.
Yeah. Whew.
Yeah. So usually I'd have enough to like leave a tip, and it's just like, god damn, now I gotta get like $25.
Hey man, what's it called? I still drop like $40. Because $35 for the cut and $5 for the tip that I get.
Yeah. I mean, that's a decent amount. Like, you got to leave a tip to the barber.
Yeah.
I got to leave a tip to mine because I only see her like twice a year, if that.
Yeah. It always makes me laugh about the in the office when Dwight is saying about why he doesn't tip. And then he's like, what's it called? I can't remember what doctor he says. He's like, what's it called? He's like, why would I tip? What's it called? If I can do all these things myself, you know, I don't tip my barber, I don't tip the servers. And then he goes, and then he says, but was it my urologist or something? He's like, but I tip my urologist because I definitely can't do that.
Tip my proctologist.
Yeah. I think it was proctologist. He's like, I definitely can't do that.
I mean, sometimes it's questionable. Like, tipping now is usually you do it. Like if I go to a bar and I get a drink, like, sure, I'll tip the bartender $1 or $2. But, like, if you go, say, to a restaurant and you, like, order out, I don't know. Do you leave a couple buck tip or, like, what the hell do you do with that? It's like,
I'm gonna tell you this, Brad.
You were making the food anyway. I mean,
I'm going to tell you this right now, Brad. If my tip, if you have to turn an iPad around to me for me to have to leave a tip, I'm really sorry, but I'm not leaving one. I'm so sorry.
I will say, though, anybody ordering delivery, like, tip those people.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Delivery? Tip
like,
them,
that's
please.
Convenience at most, man. Like, you know, they're gas expensive, man.
Yeah. No, please. Like, if that's, like, if you, delivery, always tipping. I'm always tipping with delivery. Servers, I tip. But if you have to turn an iPad around to me and you're putting it right there for me to tip, I'm really sorry, man, but I'm not going
to
tip.
Well, it's like, so like I go to like a liquor store and they're like, they turn that around.
I ain't gonna tip.
And I'm like, bruh,
Why the hell am I gonna tip?
Why am I like, all you did was ring me up?
Yeah. There's like, gonna be somebody who's gonna comment on this and they're gonna be really mad at us.
But yeah, like hey, you,
I'm gonna be real. I can't.
Like I'm still up. I'm like, yo, I'll do 20. I'll do like, you know, 20. What is it? 20% tip. Like sure. But if I'm going to a liquor store and they're turning that shit around and I'm just buying the bottle and walking out, nah, man.
Nah, man. Yeah. Yeah, you're yeah. Come on, dog. You're tripping. You are tripping.
You can't get me to join a cult and I'm not tipping my liquor store, bro.
Yeah. 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 I went to go buy the bottle. All you did was ring me up.
Yeah. Like I literally had to carry the bottle over here. Like you should be tipping me.
Yeah. All right, man. But yeah, I did that. So tomorrow I get to watch Dune. Tonight I'm gonna try to watch actually, after this, I'm going to try to watch Lower Defs so I can do that for Tuesday to have it ready.
Because you're going to have enough. You get through a good part of it.
Yeah. How long?
It's 2 hours.
Oh, it's okay, Brad. So most of the movies I just had to lock out were like 2 hours. I'm going to try to do that because tomorrow I'm going to do Dune at 6:30. So I'm trying to, after I come back from work, knock out my fourth movie for this challenge because, I'm going to. What's it called? I'm going to be a little stretched for time. And I want to make sure that I get through these movies. I'm not trying to do like that. I'm going to be honest. I started today's movie yesterday because I was like, I'm not going to be able to get through all of it today. So like if I can do two in one, so that way I can take a break one day, I'm going to try to do that. But yeah. We'll see if I make it through the whole 30 movies. Oh, crap. But with that said, Brad, we're here to talk about Shogun. Let's go ahead and do this shit. So, Brad, I'm going to go ahead and do the spoiler warning. So you go ahead and throw up the banner for me. So in case you have not watched the first two episodes of Shogun, please go ahead and get out of here. We care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've already seen the two episodes, go ahead and stay. Either way, how it goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning. And it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was slow. Did you even hear that, Brad?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. Wow, that was really low in my ears. All right, whatever. All right. I'm going to read the series synopsis, and I'm going to read these two episode synopsis, y'all. I'll go through the credits and stuff and all that. So, Shogun. When a mysterious European ship is found marooned in a nearby fishing village, Lord Yoshi Tornaga discovers secrets that could tip the scales of power and devastate his enemies. The series is directed, four episodes are directed by Frederick Io Toye. Two episodes are directed by Jonathan Van Tulliken. One episode is directed by Charlotte Brandstrom. One episode is directed by Takeshi Fukunaga. One is directed by Hiromi Kamada, and one is directed by Emmanuel Osekufu. Oh, awesome, bro. I know this guy, Emmanuel Osekufu. He came to talk to my class in my first production course. Well, not first production, but it was the intro to production course at my undergrad. He actually talked to us, and he showed us a short film of his, which was really, really good. He is a huge Japanese cinema fan. Like, this guy knows so much about Japanese cinema. Like, he was talking about Koreeda, and he was talking about Kurosawa, and all these things. Like, he's a really, really good filmmaker. And I don't know if this is the case anymore, but his cousin was supposed to be writing the script for Blade. Yeah. But, Emmanuel Osekufu, know him, great guy, really nice dude. And he's from Houston, Texas, bro. So shout out, bro. Shout out, Emmanuel, bro. Ace Time represent. So, the series is written by Megan Huang. And it is created by Rachel Kondo and Justin Marks as well as created. So, Created for television by Rachel Kondo and Justin Marks. A lot of other writing credits. I'm not going to really go through all of them because it's a lot. But, you know, y'all, what's it called? Shout out to everybody who did great work on this. What's it called? Who did your the writing for this? So far, so good. But that's a lot of writing credits. And also, it's based on a novel, right?
It is. 1975 James Clavell novel, which is actually a really good novel. I read that during high school.
All right, cool, cool. The series stars Hideyuki Sanada, the GOAT, Cosmo Jarvis, Anna Sawai, and Tadanobu Asano, Yuku Kidon, and Yushin Lee. And yeah, so now let me go ahead and read the episodic little things here, guys, for y'all. I know this is taking a lot longer than we usually do it, guys, but these are the first two episodes. They decided to drop two on us. So,
Thank God.
Destiny's Converge. So the first episode is titled Anjin. Destiny's Converge in Japan after a barbarian ship washes ashore in Port Fishing Village. Meanwhile, in Osaka, Lord Tornaga finds himself all played by his enemies. This episode was directed by Jonathan Van Tulliken. And in episode two, titled Servants of Two Masters. Blackthorn's arrival in Osaka stirs up a hornet's nest of rivalries. Mariko is trapped between her cause and her faith, where she must translate for the barbarian in Lord Toranaga's custody. This one also is episode is also directed by Jonathan Van Tulliken. And who was the cinematographer? Cinematography is done by Christopher Ross. All right. And he does these two episodes with Jonathan Van Tulliken. And edited by Aika Miyake. All right. Brad, what are your initial thoughts on the first two episodes of Shogun?
Before I get to that, I wanted to comment that I don't know if it's true or it's a rumor I heard, but that Sanada, in order to be on this show, he required that all of the Japanese characters being played be played by Japanese actors before he signed on. So good for that man. And it looks like they kept to that. So good deal on that. These first two episodes, they're great. I quite enjoyed. I think this is because right now what we have True Detective as the only thing we've reviewed this season. I think these two episodes are, you know, a good start for this, and I think it's only going to get better with the action. But the storytelling, the acting, cinematography, everything's really great in this.
Damn straight, man. I have to say, I don't know the novel. I have not read the novel. I've also never seen the original 1980 series that apparently, what's it called, exists. But I have to say that these two episodes are really freaking good and hooked me so freaking quick. I think the visual aspect looks amazing. I think they're doing a great job with the lighting. They're doing a great job with the framing and stuff. And I'm just really drawn into these characters so far. And like the Lord and how like nobody kind of trusts this guy and nobody kind of wants him there. But
Ishido?
Like,
are we talking about Ishido right now?
No, Lord Toranaga.
Toranaga?
Yeah.
Well,
they're kind of like indifferent to Toranaga.
Well, so to me, the feeling I was getting, so you got five leaders there because the main shogun passed away. So he's left it to a council of five. And then Toranaga, you know, he says he's not making moves. It could be, cannot be. What games they play, who knows? But he's basically married off all his kids to gather more land, more power, more money. And that's scaring the other four who now are plotting against him to, you know, basically take him down and then split up what he has.
Yeah.
So that's the feeling I'm getting. And Toranaga is he's kind of backed into a corner.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that, you know, an English vessel, well, I guess Dutch vessel, English pilot.
Yeah.
Show up on the shores, and now he's using that, because it landed into his kingdom, is using that as a way to basically fight back against the other four.
Yeah. I think that Ishido is going to be the one that we have to be worried about. Because this one, this guy doesn't give me a good feeling. Like,
well, he seems to be, you know, the more power hungry, I would say.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I think it's true. I think he would, you know, once he got Torunaga out of the way, it'd only be time before he just takes out the rest of them.
Yeah.
But you have the two, and what's good on this is you get a nice backstory of these two religious groups.
Yeah.
The Protestants and the Catholics, who are at war, and the Catholics, through the Portuguese, have landed in Japan first. They have been doing trade with Japan, and it hadn't been known to, I guess, you know, the English colonies yet.
Yeah. Or
really any other Protestant. Like, it's been a very big secret until so happens this guy ends up at their shores. And so now that's put everything to a tailspin, because you now have this English who hates the Catholics and the Catholics hate him. So it's the Japanese trying to figure out, okay, what's the actual story here?
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's going to bring a lot of tension into this, and that's what's going to drive a wedge. And you might even see Torunaga and Ishido have to, you know, become a team against this Christian alliance. Yeah. You might see that happen.
I thought that was like one of the most like one of the best scenes in this these two episodes was when the Englishman is like explaining to him, like, so Spain and Portugal did the Treaty of Tordesillas, which basically they divided everything. They said everything
divided the world here, and
yeah, it said like, this is our land that we can go and conquer non-Catholic land, and then this one on this side is the one that you can go and conquer non-Catholic land. And I love that Sonata is just there like, what do you mean their land? Like yeah. this isn't their land. And
well, and it wasn't even that reaction I got. It was the Anna Sawai's Mariko's reaction, because yeah. she had been brought up in the church, you know, for 14 years and you
didn't
know,
tell them Catholic, shit about that.
And they didn't know. And she basically, first thing she says to Blackthorne as the translator is, you're lying. And Blackthorne's like, no, like that's on paper.
Which is like, which by the way, it's like, and you think about it, like you go back to that time, right? No internet, no nothing, right? Like, and what's it called? Information was traveling pretty slow at that time.
Extremely
slow. So like you're chilling halfway across the world. And all of a sudden this dude coming over to tell you, hey, bro, Portugal and Spain decided to do a little, what's called, line across half of the world and said they're going to be able to take over your shit if they wanted to.
Yeah, we'd all be like, oh, that's
we'd probably be like,
complete bullshit.
You're fucking stupid if you think like
that. Come on, complete bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but the Catholics have a hold on this place for a long time.
Yeah.
And so just for, they didn't even know about Protestants. Like, they had no idea, like, there were different countries. You know, other than and with different religions, all they knew was Catholicism and the Portuguese and Spaniards.
Yeah.
And you have a Dutch ship come in with an English pilot who's coming to tell you everything you've thought since the Portuguese have arrived. Nah, they've been lying.
Yeah. I also really liked the scene with the lady when she was holding the, what's it called, knife to the bait. Like, oh my God, that was fucking, well, it's stressful as hell, man. When she's holding the knife to the baby.
Well, you know what happened, right?
They took the baby.
So when that man got out of line at Ishido during that council, he basically like ruined any honor for his family.
Oh.
And so he told him that he would remove himself and his bloodline. So he killed the baby and then probably committed harakiri.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna guess there's gonna be a lot of seppuku in this.
There's gonna be a lot. Well, I mean, we already had two heads roll off.
Yeah, yeah.
There's probably gonna be a lot of like disemboweling going on. I don't know. They might show it full tilt. I don't know. They showed a guy boiling alive, which was
fuck yeah, they did.
At first, I was like, oh, they're just gonna let him. They just put him in there, take a bath, and then I'm like, oh no, nope.
Yeah,
just boiling alive. I thought it was just like a warm bath, and it's like, nope.
Forgot that part of the book. I love how Sonata. What's it called? That was Sonata, right? When the bandits show up and he's just telling what's it called the English man to like say like what's it called? I'm a dog.
No, like, no, that's not Sonata. Sonata
is Lord Toranaga.
Big
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, yeah. That was that motherfucker. That was
Tadanobu Asano.
Yeah. Oh, Kashigi.
Kashigi's the one who's kind of on the fence, like he's. He likes Ishido because Ishido basically saved his ass during one of those wars.
Yeah.
Pulled him out, I guess, against the Koreans and pulled him out from a pile of dead Koreans. And then, but he has an oath to Toranaga. So that's going to be real fun to watch and see how that plays out and whose side he actually comes out on.
Yeah. I'm really keep in mind,
I've read the book, but that was
years.
Fucking 20 plus years ago. So I don't remember.
I don't fucking remember.
Yeah. I don't remember. Like, I just remember it was a good book.
Yeah. I'm really drawn to the political nature of this, man. And everybody was talking about like, well, like this is like Game of Thrones level when they were doing the what's it called, the pull quotes and stuff. And I'm like, well, I don't necessarily think it's like Game of Thrones level, but
it's a big part. It's a big part how these clans play games. And they actually literally say that in the episode is like, you don't want to play their games. And then, but it's really, you know, how much does Blackthorn want to move up in this society and how much power does he want? And I think people forget, oh, he's English during this time, which means they want to colonize. Like, they found maps of him burning Catholic settlements going all the way down here. So I would not put past Blackthorn to like continue that on and to do what he needs done so he doesn't die and get what he wants.
He even told the guy like what's it called? He was talking about like there was these other guys who were saying like, oh, you don't care about like your faith. You care about like what it brings, like what money your faith is bringing here.
Yeah.
And
there's just some concepts, like these concepts of honor and all those specifics that he just can't like figure out with this society. He's like, they, because when Kashigi was about to drown, he was going to kill himself before he drowned, so he would die in an honorable way in front of his men. And it just blew Blackthorn's mind. He's like, I don't get it. He's like, I just don't understand why you would do that. Like, why you wouldn't just continue trying, you know, to get yourself on that rock and not drown, but instead just, you know, commit to that you're going to die and just kill yourself before then.
Yeah But so far so good, bro. Like I'm really liking the feel of the show. I thought the first episode, yes, it was an hour and 10 minutes. It is paced a little slower. I really liked episode two more. I thought
with the maid assassin, that was,
oh yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
was a cool scene.
Yeah
and then I feel like you know, Blackthorn putting himself in the way probably saves his ass.
Yeah.
For a little while longer.
Yeah. It looks like Toranaga's going to be like, yeah, like keep you around for a little longer.
From the first and second episode, this Toranaga clan with Kashigi in particular, they don't seem to be so fond of the Catholics.
No.
Let's be real. Like, they're like, well, we could do without him.
But after that, I'm pretty sure he's gonna want to keep what's it called, the Englishman around for a long longer.
Well, and especially if he finds out that Blackthorn has told him the truth in all these matters.
Yeah,
because then, you know, if it's true that there's a Macau, there's a base in Macau, the Catholics have been arming with Japanese Ronin, just to eventually take over Japan. Yeah, that information is probably going to be pretty good up there. And coming from Blackthorn, it's probably gives Blackthorn a little bit more power in that whole region, especially if Toranaga can manage to keep himself alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Next week's episode drops on Wednesday, right?
I believe, yeah, Wednesday.
The 5th. Tuesday, yeah. Actually. I'm sorry, Tuesday.
Oh, is it Tuesday?
And because it's FX Hulu, we get it that same day, right? I believe so. Because
I just know Tokyo Vice drops on Thursdays.
Yeah. I think, because it's FX Hulu, I think it drops on the same day. Because I know when it comes to Abbott Elementary, it drops on Wednesday, but it's available on Hulu on Thursday because it's ABC. So it's FX Hulu, so it's going to be dropping on the same day. Hopefully I'm right. Brad, I think the show so far is really good. I'm really enjoying it. And I think it's going to keep getting better.
It started out really strong.
Yeah, it's starting out pretty fucking strong.
And you can't ignore when the critics, like, sometimes you got to look at the critic and go, really? Like, I don't believe it. But when, like, all the critics are saying, coming out, like, this is great. 99% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Like, the highest rated show, I think, for the year. Like, there's, you know, not everyone's lying about this damn thing.
Yeah. Now, like, my feed on Twitter is like, Dune, Shogun. Like, it's there, bro.
I've been trying to keep away from any Dune chatter.
Yeah, Brad, it's pretty bad right now.
Yeah, I have not really been checking Twitter.
Good.
For Dune or specifics and that.
It's like, it's
there. I really just read Raul's DMs. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But right now, it's, bro, that's crazy, bro. The tomato meter is at 99.
Yeah, it's at 99%.
And the audience is at 94, dude.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't know of a show that's done that in a long time.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe the first season of True Detective?
Maybe. I can't remember, bro. I can't remember, like, what else.
Breaking was,
like,
Bad.
Debuting like that, bro. That is crazy, bro.
No, and for how many episodes is in this?
10? I want to say 10.
10 is good.
It's a mini series, so what's it called?
Okay, so this is only, so we're not getting like multiple seasons or anything.
No, this is a mini series, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like the 1980s were, which I'm okay with because the Shogun novel wasn't very long. I mean, it's like you know, a Stephen King, like one of Stephen King's smaller novels.
Yeah.
Which is not that small, but still.
Yeah, this series is 10 episodes, Brad. But yeah, man, I'm really liking it. Like, they really started it off really strong. And they have what's it called? They have some really interesting ground to work with here. I can't wait to see what else they kind of bring up.
Yeah, and I mean, where they're going. The acting. I have read where people are like a little, they're not so sure about Blackthorne's accent. But the thing, like the thing is, well, it's not like old time English. Like it's very, you know, but the more you think about it, when they're speaking English and you're hearing them speak English, they're actually supposed to be speaking Portuguese.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it wouldn't even matter like which dialect, like old English or they're basically just making it so we understand them. Technically, they should be speaking Portuguese.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I think those things are more nitpicky if anything, yes. Brad.
Like that's whatever. Really the one thing like I've like Reddit and all that has come up. It's like, well, we're not sure about his accent. And I'm just like,
guys, they're not.
I don't think it really matters personally.
They're those are just fucking what's it called? Nitpicky things. I don't care. I don't care, guys. Like
I'd rather understand what he's saying than hearing like these and thous every other word.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't care. It's just, it's ridiculous stuff to be nitpicky about. I think it's stupid.
That's like, really the only, like, thing, the slight I've heard people saying about
it. Yeah, yeah. What's your final verdict on episode one, Brad?
I'm going to give both these episodes a 9. 9 out of 10.
9? Okay. Yeah. I'm giving episode one an 8.5. I thought it was really strong. Good start. And I'm giving episode two an 8.75. I really like it. Good. I like it more than episode one, but damn good episodes. I can't wait to see the show, man. I'm telling you, dude. This is I think we're getting ourselves a nice treat here. I think that they're gonna do a great job with this, and the acting's already really good. visually looks stunning. Yeah. And the editing is good too. And the story already has me hooked. So we're only going to see where we go. And of course, I'm really a suck. You know, like I love samurai. We love samurai stuff and all that. This is like up in that.
Right up our alley.
Right up our alley. But I especially love it when episodes, when shows and movies like really go hard in the political part of all this stuff, because like it's so easy to just make an action based show out of this.
Yeah, I mean they totally could, but I really like the things underneath that are causing all this, because that seems to be what's more important than just, you know, having a battle to have a battle.
Yeah, and it makes the battles more rewarding.
Like, you're given a reason on why they're trying so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, that's our review for Shogun Episode 1 and 2, guys. It was, it's freaking awesome, man. This show is great, and I'm really, really excited to see where else we go with it, because it's already starting off really good, and we'll see. Right now, what's that's funny. I was gonna say, what's my ranking looking like? Because that's all I've watched are like what, like three shows.
Like we had True Detective Night Country, we had this, and Ted.
Yeah. So yeah, but True Detective Night Country, of course, is my number one right now. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I have four. True Detective Night Country at one, Ted at two, Echo at three, and Avatar: The Last Airbender at four.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you have one more than me. Yeah. I do have Echo. Echo's probably last for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll have Tokyo Vice season 2 when you're done with that.
Yeah. And and then I have well, I don't know when Bookie came out, that first season. That might have been last year.
I think it might have been last year, Brad.
Yeah.
But good stuff going on right now, man. I'm glad that we have stuff to talk about, because
yeah, it's always good. It's always good for the
last. I was going to think we were going to have a dry couple weeks here until we got something else, until Invincible comes back.
We got Shogun, we got Invincible coming back. What the hell else? We got Fallout show is coming out in April.
Yeah.
Then there's another one. I forget what it is, but there's another one.
What's it called? The Boys season 4.
The Boys, yes.
The Boys, man. Yeah. For what we know right now, we got what's it called? Avatar.
Game of Thrones is coming out sometime this year, right?
Hopefully. Yeah. I don't know. House of Dragon is supposed to be this year or next.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. But right now we've got Shogun, we got Invincible, we got Fallout, we got The Boys to look forward to.
So we got a full slate for all you live show viewers. So,
yeah, man. Yeah. We're not going anywhere, guys. We promise. As long as there's something to discuss, we're here and we're doing it.
Where's that Lord of the Rings?
Where's the fucking Rings of Power, bro?
Where's the Rings of Power? Like, that was before pandemic, right?
They finished filming that. They started the second season before, shutdown, yes.
Yeah, that was before, like, Rings of Power was before the pandemic, I thought.
I don't know, man.
Or, like, it was, like, early pandemic.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. All I know is that, what's it called? I want it already.
BP Where is and it? AP.
Yeah. But with that said, Brad, that concludes our review of Shogun Episodes 1 and 2. And as always, you can keep up to date with us on nerdcore.com, Twitter at @TheNerdCore_, Instagram and Threads at @TheNerdCore, TikTok at @TheNerdCore. Patreon.com/TheNerdCore. For $1 a month, you get early access to the Nerdcore podcast live and early for our Monday and Thursday episodes. This week, next week's going to be a little different, guys. It's not going to be on Monday. It's going to be on Tuesday, because I'm going to be, what's it called? I'm going to be at Dune at the time that we usually be doing our episode at. So we'll be doing it on Tuesday, dropping on Wednesday for the public. And then Thursday will still be the same thing. No, we'll be back for Thursday.
Do we have a watch along?
Yes, we have True Detective on Wednesday.
Okay.
At the $5 tier.
Yep.
Yep. We got that going on, because I wanted to leave the last Wednesday for a recording for the season finale. So I did a first week of March and the third week of March for True Detective. So yeah, with that said, y'all, it's been a lot of fun. Join the Discord as well. Make sure you leave a like on the video, subscribe to the channel, click the notification bell on the podcast feed. Make sure you're following us, you're leaving a 5-star review. And of course, thank you to our patrons that make all of this possible. But yeah, with that said, Brad, guys, I'm going to rest before Tony Khan, what's it called, does AEW Revolution tonight.
I mean, at least it's not 13 or 15 nine or 20 nine matches. Match card. Yeah, so he's going to WWE length.
Well, let's hope.
Getting there. Getting there.
All of a sudden, the next one's going to be more. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. With that said, let's go ahead and, Brad, let's go ahead and get him out of here.
All right, Raul. Thank you for being host as always. Thank to all those who join us in the future chats. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, yeah, don't mouth off at someone that you can't understand and then he pees on you.
Yeah, sure.
Don't do that. Young Yoda out.